a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
What's that in the sky?
What's that in the moon? No.
What's that in the sky?
Your brain did that thing where it's like, you can stay, but I'm leaving.
It's the super moon. Did you notice the moon being amazing yesterday?
I did notice that it was quite large, as in yesterday morning driving to work.
No, yesterday afternoon, well, towards the night, I went for a walk about 5:30, and it was huge already. Oh my God.
I don't like to bring it up with you because you're quite insufferable when it comes to the moon. So,
super moon, blue moon happened officially about 4:30 this morning.
Okay. All right?
So can we go... You're the pan flute guy. Can we get in the realm so I can tell you all about it?
You want some like pan flute moon music?
Yeah.
Moon music.
Yes. Okay.
All right, what have I got here?
Okay. So, a super moon, for those that don't.
Is this the vibe?
Not the vibe.
Because this is the one I'm learning at the moment.
Okay, this is not the vibe. You know what I want? I don't want cover songs on the pan flute.
I want
relaxing pan flute, like come into my, you know, we've got essential oils here and stuff.
Right. Like the guy in Market Square.
I don't want this.
Do you know you and him have very similar hair?
Okay, anyway, so...
Very similar
hair. The moon doesn't actually grow... Can you find something else I'm talking
about? No.
Okay, the moon obviously doesn't grow bigger, right? It's just because it's within 90% of its closest approach to Earth. I need you...
It's very off-putting, isn't it?
It's so off-putting. Okay.
It is beautiful, though.
Can you choose something
else? All right.
Okay. But it's also called the Sturgeon Supermoon, right? Because in the US, they refer to this old farmer's almanac, right? And so each moon they would use as a different way to grow certain plants or whatever. Like at Easter time, it is great to plant garlic, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
But this one's called Sturgeon Moon.
Can you plant garlic at different times?
Well, you can, but I mean, that's the best because it's like a big moon there.
Oh, wait, I'm going to now at the moment.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Don't. You know what I'm after. Anyway, it's also not going to look blue. So there are two times. This is more the vibe. There are two kinds of blue moons. A seasonal blue moon refers to the third full moon in a season that has four. Stay with me. And a monthly blue moon is when we get a second full moon within the same calendar month. But this one is the third full moon in a season of four. Yes. You've totally got the vibe. Now... What does this mean, though, Tom?
I don't know because I wasn't listening from the start.
Well, so this one falls into a bit of a quirky and wild sign, Aquarius.
Okay.
Do you know any Aquarius?
Yeah, me mum.
Is she?
Yep.
What a blessing. Things are bound to get a little nuts, they're saying.
Great.
So it's all about, Aquarius is all about leveling up, changing things for the better. You know, there's transitional energy in the air, okay? We have the potential to make huge leaps and bounds if you're brave enough to tap into the power, but there's a lot of intense stuff going on as well.
Oh, okay.
And so for some, you know, overreactions may occur.
Oh, okay.
There might be a bit of chaos, you know, some technological faults as well because we're still in that Mercury retrograde, still lingering, so poor decision making. You know, don't make any big decisions in this time. You know, you are so into this. I'm so happy. Also, why are you? Oh my God, you look comatose. Then you look like okay. What? Okay. Now we've gone the organ version. What? This has nothing to do with anything.
Nor does your story about.
All right. Whatever. Anyway, supermoon. You can be able to, if you missed it this morning, you'll be able to see it tonight as well.
Sorry, mate. I had to fade you out because you're super boring.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So, vaping. Right, we all know it's not good for you. People argue that they're better for you than cigarettes, but they've got their own health hazards. I'm not here to tell you what to do and what not to do, because I know well and truly that if you're sort of in the throes of addiction, as we've talked about in last week already, me saying something's not going to help anything. Like
we used to be smokers too.
Yeah.
So we get it.
Yeah. Until someone wants to quit something, you can't force them.
Yeah. I found with me, if it was like with smoking, the cancer, the lung damage and everything, I was like, oh yeah, whatever. And they're like, you'll get fine lines, you'll get more wrinkles and, cellulite.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think I'm done with the cigarette.
Okay, so everyone's got their thing. Their motivation.
You know?
Anyway, so vaping has become this huge thing. And, I think last I checked, you're not supposed to get them without prescriptions now, or you can have to get them at the chemist or something like that. But everybody sort of just means that there's this huge black market for them, right?
Yeah.
And my close calls that I have with vapes are like ones that people have not disposed of properly, and I see them on the footpath. I'm like, what is – oh, it must be a vape.
Yeah.
That's about as close to vapes as I ever get. But there is a video, a YouTuber has gone to China and gone into a vape factory.
Mm.
All right. So if you're a vapor, strap yourself in, because you're going to find this quite interesting.
Oh, but sometimes you don't want to know,
No, exactly. I bet you don't want to know, but you're going to listen because you're in the car. Shenzhen, China, went to this factory to see how they made all those vapes, which line shelves made to be huffed and puffed on before being thrown away. Yeah, the old disposable jobbies, yeah?
Okay.
So they watch how it's all made and the liquid's put in and all of that, right? And then they go to quality control. And this blows my mind, right?
Yeah.
In the quality control section of this factory in China where they're making disposable vapes, they've got a whole heap of people and a whole heap of vapes that are in boxes ready to be sent away.
Yeah.
And these people are grabbing handfuls of vapes and having a puff on every single one and then put them in the box. Another handful, every single one, and put it. So every single vape that is comes out of the factory has been tested for efficiency by someone actually having a puff. So then that's getting on a ship and that's somehow finding its way to Australia and somehow finding its way into your pocket, and it's already got slobber from some person, quality control person. It's been in someone's mouth.
Okay, do you know what? I feel bad because our initial reaction is, oh my God, gross.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Someone's mouth has been on my vape. Well, and isn't that funny that that's the grossest thing? When it's all the other things.
When there's all the chemicals and stuff.
But what about the person that's testing the vapes?
One man that they spoke to said in a normal day he'd test between 7,000 and 8,000 vapes a day.
No.
But when things got really busy, that'd rise to about 10,000. And then
10,000 vapes a day.
10,000 puffs on individual vapes a day in a busy day. And then, do you know what he does? He goes home and vapes because he's addicted. Because that is the throes, the height of nicotine addiction is to have 10,000 puffs on a vape in a day and then go home and have a few more.
No, I've been in, remember like Bangkok Airport, you used to be able to smoke, right? Mm-hmm. And you'd go in a little smoking section and it would just like, you'd be like, I never want to smoke again. This guy's like going home and puffing on a vape.
So the takeaway for the vapers listening this morning is that the ones that you are buying have been quality control tested. So that's good news. The bad news is someone's had a puff and then put it straight in the box.
Oh my God, quit now. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. A comedian online, she goes by the Velvet Trope. She popped up a video because she went to Thailand, right?
Yep.
She went to one of the big malls in Thailand. Have you been over to...
Yes.
You had your bucks party.
I did my bucks. We went to Patong Beach for that. There's a big shopping centre there. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm. But this is the main one in Bangkok, right? Mm. There's a couple of really big ones. And I went over there when I was 21 with my friends. It was my first overseas trip, right? And I had this experience as well. So this comedian, she wears a size 10 and she was going to go shopping in the mall, right? Mm-hmm. But she says that she speaks about the fact that this is the first time in her life that she's being considered plus size.
Mm.
And she's like, I'm a size 10, I mean, that's whatever. And but she said over in Asian countries, I'm considered thick, right? Even though she's a size 10.
Lean into it.
And so she went into this shopping mall and she just kind of highlighted some of the stores that she would shop in and the names of said stores, right? Yeah. So it started off pretty hot with Fat Boys and then there's Fat Girls.
Oh.
Two shops that are next to each other. Right?
And
these
what,
are actual names of the shops.
Plus size.
Normal.
Shop?
Well, you know, plus size, but size 10 to 12, right?
Does it, is it PH fat? Because that makes a big difference. No, it's just F fat.
Yeah, okay.
Fat boys, fat girls.
They've also got Fit Fat.
Okay.
There's Chubby. That's one of the stores in there. Big Girl.
Okay.
Fatty Fat Girl. This is legit. Legit. Legit.
Where'd you get that one? Just Fatty Fat
Girl?
Yeah,
Fatty Fat Girl. What?
Oh, my God.
And she goes, they are not messing around. Like, they are, like, saying... And I was this, too. I saw this, too. I was, like, went in the store, and I said, oh, and they're like, no, your store is over there.
You're
right?
Fatty Fat Girl.
Fatty Fat Girl.
Oh, my God.
And the other... The one that absolutely sent me this store is Love Calories.
Love
Calories. You cannot do that.
You got someone standing out the front and like grabbing people and say, oh, you look like you love calories. Get in here. We got something for you.
Fatty fat girl for you, right? And no, they're just like, she goes, in Asia, they're not messing around. Like, they're like, no, this is what you are. And this is the English interpretation of the clothes.
Incredible.
Oh, my God. And it just brought me back. I'm like, oh, yeah, that memory. I totally just put that away. Do you know what I mean? You're not getting those stores in Australia, thank God.
No, I feel like there's a translation thing going on.
You're getting things like Kukai, Lululemon, and that. I mean, they'll stick it to you, but just not in your face format.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You don't do that.
No, I think it's actually really good. Before I get into the what you're thinking about, mate, so that's Noah Kahan, right?
Noah Kahan.
And just imagine someone's like goes up to him and is like, oh, you know, I want to ask you out on a date, right? So it's like, hey, do you want to go out on a date? What's your name? And he's like, no, I can't. And they're like, oh, okay, sorry for asking. And he's like, no, I'm keen. No, I can't. And they're just like, oh, what? I'm so confused.
I can't believe she's
Isn't
rolled
that a good
on air. On air, Lauren.
That's a great gag. No, I can't. That's a really, you don't like that?
Nah.
Tom's just jealous, he didn't think of it.
Oh, dear.
No, I can't.
Well,
that's great. Anyway.
It was more cringe than I thought it would be. I feel uncomfortably.
If anyone liked that, 5223295 But right now.
What you thinking about, mate?
Hey, mate. Yeah, mate.
Yeah, mate.
You know, when you're like crossing a pedestrian crossing or crossing a street, I always try to be like the best pedestrian I can be. Like, I always try and do that little, oh, I'm going to jump, run fast.
Little
and
jog.
I always try and do a wave, because I want the person in the car to think, damn, that's a good walking person. And that's just what I've been thinking about.
All right.
Can we check your medication?
What you thinking about, mate?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Edinburgh Fringe Festival. On the bucket list, would love to go one day, but the funniest joke at the festival for this year has been decided. It's by a comedian, Mark Simmons. And he has said, I was going to sail around the globe in the world's smallest ship, but I bottled it.
I reckon that's your best go at it, but it's still, I don't know.
Once again, please show me, Tom. How does it?
No, that's what I'm saying to you. I don't know how to do it. I've just read the article and was like, it's got to be in the delivery
because
I must be missing something.
It's not a funny joke.
He must be like doing some type of move with it too, right?
See, I reckon he must have been having a cracking show, like had the whole audience just laughing so much and then he just threw that one in there and they've all kept laughing because they're having a ball because it's not that funny.
It's not.
I reckon we can top it.
All right, we've got footy tickets up for grabs too for the best joke this morning. I am pooping my pants because I've got the buttons over here.
I know. Well, I'll just say firstly that Jasmine gave us a call.
Yeah.
And she couldn't stay on the line. So this is the realm that we're going in, right? She started us off with, what do you get when you play country music backwards?
What?
You get your house back, your dog back, and your hubby back.
Okay, I don't mind that. Right? Thank you for starting us off, Jasmine.
That's
beautiful, Jasmine. Danny from Leopold's on the line. Continue, please, Danny. The floor is yours. Hit us with the best joke.
What do you get? Oh, no, no. Sorry, that's the wrong one.
Yeah, that's all right. A great joke. Good on you.
You're laughing already, babe.
Take two. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
That's way better. That is way
better. I like that one.
I love that, Daddy.
All right.
She put her heart and soul in it. It's all right. About brilliant delivery.
Donna from Cario, what have you got, mate? What's your funny joke?
First of all, morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning, Donna.
All right. So what do you call a guy who's lost his car?
What?
Carlos.
Carlos. Oh,
okay. Carlos.
Okay, I don't mind that one. I don't mind that
you're
one.
You're right. Starting to breathe a little easier, Tommy.
Yeah. Okay.
We've been great. Ange from Ocean Grove. Come on, Ange. Finish this off for us. What do you got?
Hi, morning, guys.
Morning.
It's a cheese joke. So how do you get a bear out of a tree?
How do you get a bear out of a tree?
How?
Camembert.
Camembert. We easily led, or they all better than
they're all better than the bottle joke.
Yeah.
Oh, so
brilliant.
Send them to Edinburgh, Tommy.
I did like all of those, but we've got to pick one person to give the footy tickets to.
Oh, I have to say, I think Danny got me the most.
Danny,
because
Danny, can we have another rendition of your joke, please? Just,
you want to hear it again?
No, well, no, I just want to know. I just want to know why. Why do you think you should get the footy tickets?
Don't.
God,
it was really bad. Oh, look, I can't.
Just say because.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So ChatGPT, what a fun time. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
It's gotten a lot of love on the show this morning. We were talking earlier about a guy who started breaking up with people using ChatGPT, and they apparently respond quite positively because it's very nicely worded.
Yeah, So that's why I thought, why not ask ChatGPT what they think about us?
Yeah.
This is dangerous territory, Log.
Okay. So I asked, I said, hello, because I want to be nice, you know, because you never know. How would you best describe the radio show Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock Geelong?
Yeah.
I said, Tom, Lingy and Loggy is a lively and engaging breakfast radio show.
Wow.
Known for its mix of humour, local insights and light-hearted banter. A dynamic trio with great chemistry. Blending entertainment, pop culture and local news, Cameron Ling is a former AFL player, adds a sports perspective.
Oh.
That's scary, isn't it?
It's all quite accurate,
and
really.
I said, all right, that's nice, but what about the negatives?
You said that, did you?
Yeah.
Did you really?
And they said, look, whilst Tom, Ling and Loggy has its strengths, some listeners might find a few aspects less appealing. Okay?
Oh, Tommy, are you ready for this feedback?
Not really.
From okay. A machine?
Lack of depth.
Lack of depth.
So the focus on lighthearted banter and pop culture might leave some listeners wanting more in-depth conversations, right?
Okay, sure.
What I'd say is that we do that from time to time.
Yeah, we get deep.
But also, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. Like, come on.
Yeah. What's
Don't you want to laugh?
Bit of joy in your
Don't
life.
Don't you want to laugh? We're okay, I can't read that one. But I will say... That's a bit mean. But I will say also the show's style of humour, whilst entertaining to many, can feel predictable over time.
Oh, okay.
And I would say if you don't like the jokes about Lingy living in Newtown, I mean, what more do you want from us?
Stop it.
What more do you want from us? You know?
You did ask an artificial intelligence for negative feedback.
Yeah.
It was bound to be something.
Yeah. I did ask, explain Tom in one word. Said entertaining.
I did.
Explain Loggy in one word. Witty.
Ah.
It said explain Cameron in one word. Rich.
I did not say that.
Did it really?
So if you don't like the same content, no. You probably did like that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.